Now, 10:15, Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald has refused to specifically condemn the attempted murder of Arlene Foster's father by the IRA. Republicans tried to murder the DUP leader's late father, John, at the family farm in 1979. The off-duty police officer was shot in the head but survived. Arlene Foster has accused Sinn Féin of being selective about what it will condemn after the party called on the DUP to condemn posters smearing their North Belfast candidate, John Finucane, earlier this week. So, what do you make of this? The Labour Party member Phil Kelly is with us today, the newsletter deputy editor Ben Laurie. Good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning.
Morning. And morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, Phil, what's your reaction? Mary Lou MacDonald refusing to specifically condemn the attempted murder of Arlene Foster's father by the IRA.
I think we need to move beyond these kind of, you know, questions to political figures. I think, you know, if you take a book like Lost Lives, I think it serves no function if we ask each political representative to go through that book with a highlighter and highlight what they would condemn and what they wouldn't. And, you know, there'll never be, Stephen, one accepted version of our past. And the one thing I think that unites all those who lived through that period, the war, the conflict, the troubles, whatever you want to call it, especially the victims, is pain, loss, and hurt. And nothing will ever remove that. And I think the healing will never be complete. And I don't think there'll be any institutions, mechanisms, or justice process that will deliver that. And I think that's just the stark reality. But the real danger for us all is too often we fixate on the past with our backs turned firmly against the future. So, you know, the election today, I think, you know, we need to get beyond this kind of looking back at individual atrocities and saying, you know, will you condemn this, will you condemn that, and actually ask our politicians, what are they going to do for the people here? Because we know we have an imperfect peace, but we know that an imperfect peace is better than a perfect war.
Well, Ben Laurie,
what we need of our politicians is to make sure that imperfect peace doesn't become increasingly more imperfect. And that's a challenge to them, not going back to the history books and highlighting individual atrocities.
Well, Ben Laurie, Mary Lou MacDonald said, I think Arlene Foster and all of the DUP should be unequivocal and shouldn't engage in any form of whataboutery in terms of the banners. Is what Mary Lou MacDonald said. In the course of the conflict, very, very many people were hurt, and I regret all of that. If I wrote the history books, it wouldn't look like this, she said.
Well, I do think that there has always been, since Mary Lou MacDonald became prominent in the party, became one of its leaders, a difference in her tone and the tone of other people like Martina Anderson. In fact, you wonder whether actually privately there's a bit of tension about that, and given that we don't know very much about why John O'Dowd challenged Michelle O'Neill, I don't know whether it was issues perhaps like that, about whether it is better, as Phil says, to move away. But I think there's a really important thing to say about this. It can be very high-minded, the talk about moving away and looking to the future. And I mentioned legacy in another radio discussion about the 1,000 names for the Irish letter, and the person I was discussing with said, oh, we're not looking to the past. Well, I'm sorry, this is nonsense. The people who have whipped up the past are Republicans. And I have a very clear date in my head, round about 2007, sticks in my head because it's when I joined the newsletter. Even though 2,100 people, 60% of the people who were murdered in the Troubles were murdered by Republican terrorists, there was no appetite within unionism. There was no push to reopen the past. There was no desire to rake over the past. And Sinn Féin made a non-negotiable demand, these legacy inquests, of which there are going to be dozens, which are mostly into the state. It's now making a non-negotiable demand, the implementation of the Historical Investigations Unit, because it thinks that will, presumably because it thinks it will be difficult for the security forces. And, of course, in North Belfast, a central part of Sinn Féin's demand, and Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney and even Charlie Flanagan and people said that there had to be a public inquiry into the horrendous murder of Pat Finucane, on top of the millions of pounds spent on that one particular murder. And we in the newsletter, almost alone, repeatedly have covered Anne Graham, sister of Edgar Graham, who was shot dead at Queen's University. She's gone to meetings where Sinn Féin has spoken. She, with great dignity, she stands up and she says that the murder of Pat Finucane was a horrendous thing, will you condemn the murder of my lawyer brother? And what they always say is, oh yeah, we regret, they won't condemn it. It's not as if Sinn Féin are saying, the past was appalling, we all did dreadful things, like the Queen said at Dublin Castle, we wish we hadn't done that. I mean, Mary Lee McDonald began to hint a little bit that way, but in her comment that you just quoted there, but it's not as if the Republican movement as a whole is speaking like that, and it is causing more and more anger within unionism.
Phil Kelly?
Look, you know, in no way when I say about the past am I saying that we need to stop trying to deliver some degree of justice and truth. That's an important process to lead us spotlight programs. You'll remember, Stephen, we shone a light into a difficult past. I think what the difference in terms of state collusion cases is that this is the government that ruled this place. We do need to understand what was going on there. But the most important thing is not for our politics. You know, you see when Billy Hutchinson is interviewed, he was on the BBC yesterday, he spoke very well, very informatively. I wouldn't have agreed with his analysis, but it was good to hear. But he shouldn't constantly, the first question he faces, be about the past. Billy Hutchinson comes from a community and a way of looking at the conflict, which many people would disagree with. But, you know, he's not going to ditch that. These people are not going to ditch it. You know, Republicans and loyalists are not going to turn their back on what they did. We have to understand that there's competing narratives and versions and perspectives of our history. We will never reach that agreed space. But what we need of our politicians is for them to be challenged on the media by the electorate to say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to ensure that the future of this place doesn't become a dull replay of the horrific past? And that, Stephen, is a horrific past that people rejected when they voted for the Good Friday Agreement. So I think the most important thing we need to ask of our politicians is, what are you going to do for people in terms of housing, health and education to make this place work? And, you know, the past will always haunt us. It will always be difficult. As I said before, that healing process will never be complete. But we do need to look to the future now. We can't keep turning our back on the future so as we can stare into a bleak past.
The number this morning, 03030805555. We asked the DUP if anyone was available on Mary Lou McDonald refusing to condemn the IRA murder bid on Arlene Foster's father. And the DUP gave us a response from Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, who told the Nolan Show, most people, whether unionist, nationalist or neither, will have no problem condemning the attempted murder of two fathers, one visiting his terminally ill son in the Royal Victoria Hospital and the other serving his community in Fermanagh. The DUP condemns all forms of terrorism. No rewriting the past as part of our 12-point plan to get Northern Ireland moving again. Ben?
I think the striking thing about the DUP response to this is that they're not in an apologetic mode. But I think that what Geoffrey Donaldson's saying at the end there is that they are trying to move things on to other issues and that they haven't. I mean, just to go back to the point that Phil said, yes, of course the state has to be held to a high account. There are very many civil cases being brought against the state, politically supported by Republicans, but obviously bought by lots of different individuals, some of whom aren't Republicans. These are costing millions of pounds in legal aid. Millions of pounds. They're clogging up the legal system. There is no counter. There was the civil action against OMA, of course, many years ago, and there's one that's being funded in England. There is no equivalent to this. So I think that the feeling within unionism is that it would have good reason, given the numbers involved and given the people who were murdered or attempted murdered, such as Nigel Dodds and Arlene Foster's father, that unionism has not pushed this on the past. It just hasn't. And as I say, in 2007, it wasn't even on the radar.
Ben, sorry, when it comes to state collusion, that's not a unionist or Republican issue. It's about whether the government of that time was complicit in murder and in fueling this conflict, and in terms of cost,
yes, of course,
it would be a lot cheaper, Ben. It would be a lot less expensive if the files relating to those incident and that period were released and made public. And the reading of those files, I think, would be very uncomfortable for Republicans, very uncomfortable for Loyalists, and very uncomfortable for the state. Whether we ever
Any proper and balanced investigation of the past, you bet it's going to be uncomfortable for Republicans. And yes, it will be uncomfortable for Loyalists. And any proper scrutiny of the past will show how useless Loyalist intelligence was. What do we ever hear? The very wonderful, in many respects, Spotlight program did not, I'm afraid, when it mentioned the Finucane case and it mentioned the fact that there had been a public inquiry in that particular program. And if I'm wrong, I'll correct it at another stage when I'm on the radio, but my memory is that it didn't mention that D'Souza, one of the great internationally respected human rights lawyers, said that there was no overarching conspiracy in that appalling murder. And when is any broadcaster going to make a documentary about the fact that Loyalist intelligence was useless? Of the 1,100 people who were murdered, it was mostly people who were murdered because they were Catholic. There was almost no significant Republicans were killed. The Loyalists killed very, very few Republicans. The state could have wiped them out in 3 nights. It would have been a disastrous strategy. It would have radicalized nationalists, and it would have just created a new tier of Republicans. They didn't do it.
Okay.
And remember another thing in this, Stephen. It's absolutely central to this. The British government is missing in action. It says nothing. It will not defend
Stephen, this.
Very quickly for me, Phil.
This conversation is indicative of what is wrong with this election. Let's focus on the future and what politicians here can do to improve the lives of people living now.
Phil Kelly, thank you very much indeed. Ben Laurie, thank you.